The new season of NBC's Good Girls is generating serious buzz. Christina Hendricks, Rita, and Mae Whitman have never been more hilarious as America's favorite moms turned criminals. Seriously, if you've missed it, get online and stream it immediately. Critics call Good Girls audacious and addictive, and Rotten Tomatoes rates it 100% fresh. That's a big deal. Okay. 100%. Don't miss Good Girls Sundays on NBC and streaming it anytime.
Welcome to the Friends. Every time
I'm
in
the zone. My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesca, also known as K Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the Friend Zone. Let's start the show. I'm in the zone. My name's Dustin Ross, and I'm here with the news that you can use. This past Monday, fans, friends, and family paid their respects to our dearly departed NBA legend Kobe Bryant with a memorial at the Los Angeles Staples Center. Thousands gathered in attendance, and this solidarity extended out into the parking lot entry gate, where former Black Omarosa Manigault was met with a gate agent who refused to raise the vehicle entry arm, in fact informing Omarosa that she, quote, wish she would.
Ha!
Item 2. Former television series Reno 911 is being rebooted on the Quibi streaming app, and we will all be watching this time due to the government-mandated law that, quote, nobody better not say nothing about Niecy Nash. We fuck with her now.
Is that true, though?
Like, hell yeah, it's coming back for real.
Yo,
and we watching.
Quibi.
Yeah. You think, let me tell
their
you.
I'm doing it.
Watch how the Reno 911 ratings be this time.
Just for Niecy.
After Claws.
Okay,
watch. We watch
for
it for Niecy.
And shout out to our homegirl, Shannon Boudram, who has a show on Quibi.
Ooh.
Clap, clap for that. Ain't that huge?
Yeah, I do mean clap. Y'all watch her show.
Oh, my God.
Okay, number 3. Finally.
Woo!
Boxer Deontay Wilder is cleaning house after his loss on Saturday night to Tyson Fury. Wilder is mad at his assistant trainer, Mark Breland, for throwing in the towel too early and suggested that Breland will no longer be part of the team on fight night. Breland, however, has issued a statement responding with, quote, girl, you can't whip my ass, though, end quote. With that being said, I'd like to welcome everyone to the Friend Zone, your weekly look for all things mental health, mental wellness, and mental hygiene, because who wants a musty brain? I know I don't.
Oh,
speak
my
for
God.
You both. Y'all don't either. Hello, everyone.
Either.
Hello, all. And Fran, most importantly, how are you doing?
He's doing too much. You just started and you're doing so much.
I need all the energy.
From the way he reported and read it back into the. Y'all don't either. Like,
it's a clean sweep, okay? A street sweeper around this motherfucker. It's clean.
Woo! Hey, y'all.
Hi, guys.
What's going on? What's good in the neighborhood?
I have to admit to the listeners, my apologies, but I am pure molasses today.
Okay.
I'm going to try to push through.
But
if my energy is a little low, forgive me.
Right. So in other words, what she's saying is don't be saying shit in the comments about her energy being low this week.
Well, I know they
and
won't.
If you do,
it's all
fuck
love
y'all.
Around here. No.
End quote. Okay. So, you know, I actually got a black ass business this week.
I was just going to say.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm trying to spare you. See what I mean?
Thank you,
I want
thank
you to rest.
You. I appreciate that.
Yes. How black is it?
It is extremely black. In fact, it's about Brooklyn. So,
hey, Brooklyn.
My dear friend Caroline reached out to me in support of her partner, Chris Durosimi's campaign for City Council in District 37 in Brooklyn.
That is so cool to me.
Super right? cool, right?
I just love when people do that.
I mean, like, to dedicate your life to making Brooklyn better and blacker.
Amen.
So it's District 37 in Brooklyn. Election date is actually April 28th, and they are definitely in need of support and donations to further this campaign. I'm familiar with Chris and his platforms, his principles. The things that are important to him about Brooklyn are the things that are important to most people I know who love Brooklyn. And so I think he's a good guy to kind of fill that seat. So they're asking for donations and or support. There's lots of ways that you can participate. Chris is Brooklyn born and raised. He's from Brownsville, so he knows that community firsthand and the issues that they face. So you can learn all the more important details about his campaign and, more importantly, how you can get involved at chrisforbrooklyn.com. Sit really simple. Just CHRIS for Brooklyn, FOR, not the number, ghetto. chrisforbrooklyn.com. That's it, you guys.
You gotta let people know.
I think we got a bonus, though.
No,
we got a bonus! Yes.
We do have a bonus. We are very excited and proud to congratulate our favorite, Dr. Joy.
Yes. Come on, Dr. Joy.
Of Therapy for Black Girls on her newest role as, are y'all ready for this?
Please give it to
Resident psychologist for Oprah Magazine.
Wow. Let me tell you one damn thing, okay? You got to, it's to, for your application to clear at OWN.
Okay.
And OWN Magazine, baby.
Okay.
Go ahead, Dr.
Like
Joy.
Like the resident psychologist. Can
not,
y'all
not
even
just
do,
one of them.
Not
the.
Just one of them. The. Wow. So in this role, Dr. Joy will be writing a column covering mental health topics of interest to readers. Her first column can be found in the March 2020 issue, which means y'all can go grab that.
Damn.
And it's all about protecting your mental health while working in an open office environment. Remember, we have a combo of Spotify with Dr. Joy. Ding, ding, ding. So be sure to grab your copy and check it out. And Dr. Joy, we love you. We are so excited for you.
We're so proud of you. Couldn't be more deserving.
I never heard to be on TV, so I hope this kind of just opens that up. Come on, Oprah.
Okay. We need to go talk to Oprah and be on our Anita Baker shit. We need to tell Oprah, you bring me joy.
Oh my God, that should be her theme song.
You bring me joy.
That'd be so cute. Everybody tweet Oprah.
Sound like that's gonna be another writing job. Okay.
So that's our bonus for today.
Shout out to Dr. Joy.
Yes.
So are you guys ready for the recap segment?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, before we do that, do you have any special announcements people need to know?
No, but it's Black History Month, so I think that everybody
needs to just...
What a
month it's been.
Yeah, for the rest of the days of the month, I think everybody should have the general, you know, just spirit and consensus to not play. You know what I'm saying? I think just don't play for the rest of Black History Month, you know?
Amen. Take no shit. And that's on period. Amen. Shout out to Huffington Post. Earlier this month, I did Black History Month.
Yes, for saying it in the beginning of the episode and not at the end.
You know, right. I'm humble. I just kind of do stuff and just like
you
doing
can be
it and
humble.
Being.
Mm-hmm. We'll be.
But you still gotta.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, no, just shout out to the team over at Huffington Post, specifically Jahan Jones. He put together the Hair Museum and he's asked me to do this event with him. So if you're listening the day of the show, the day this episode is being put out, and you're in Brooklyn, they're doing, HuffPost is doing a presentation along with Ethel's Club, and it's called We Belong Here, Conversations About Black Politics, Hair, and Identity.
What?
It's supported by Head & Shoulders Royal Oils.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that's the black kind.
Okay. And also the Gold Series from Pantene.
From Pantene?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
We love a gold package.
Yeah, we do. We do. So I was all like, ooh, okay, this is, you know, kind of jazzy. But anyway, that's Wednesday, February 26th. You know, today, if you listen to this episode, and that's going to be at Ethel's Club, which is 315 Mesereau Street in Brooklyn. You can go to my social media or at Hair Sante on Instagram or at Hair Sante on Twitter. That way you can get the address and the things like that if you need it and the link to the actual event. But it's on Huffington Post website, but I'm going to get you the link.
And I'll post the link on our friends on Twitter and on the SoundCloud and everything.
So
and the Facebook.
Right.
You know.
Link
so
in bio.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Come out, support a lot of people. Shout out to everybody that reached out to Jahan. He said that people were actually coming up to him telling him that they were getting traffic from the friend zone and how much they're related. And
You know how we do,
and it's so relatable. It's on our bag, you know, especially talking about hair and presentation and things of that nature at work and being microaggressed. I feel like these were all
and
things.
Micro braids.
Exactly. Okay. White aggression. They just braids. So I feel like this spoke highly. It was really in my bag, but I'm going to be on a panel with Aaron Evans, Taryn Finley, Tanisha Ford, Jahan Jones.
I know Taryn Finley.
You know Taryn. Tearing it up out there. Phil Lewis.
Hi, Taryn.
Lydia Paul Green. And Janelle B. Stewart, and there's a cute little photo
Janelle,
of me.
I know Janelle too.
See, you know.
Shout out.
Yeah, shout out to everybody. So it's going to be a cool little Wednesday night. Can't wait for that. That's all I got.
And Janelle listens to the show too. So.
Oh, hey, Janelle,
girl.
We're going to have fun, girl.
Yes. Tell her I sent you.
Yeah, okay. We're going to have fun.
So you ready for the recap?
Yes, let's recap it up.
So last week's episode, which might I add, was pretty incredible.
And expensive.
titled Many Drops of Water, featuring the budget, the
Budgetista.
Tiffanista.
Shout out to Tiffany Aliche. So I love that she jumped in the SoundCloud SoundCloud comments and was going back and forth with people. I was like, she's just so, she just gets it.
Yes.
She gets it.
She's
so
amazing.
Did anyone stand out to you, Asante?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Reginald, you know, the subject in the email. And again, you can always email us at thefriendzone@loudspeakersnetwork.com. The subject is negotiations. Hey guys, I just wanted to say thank you for this episode. To get to the point, there was one thing that you all discussed about negotiating your debt. Recently, I learned that you're able to negotiate your debt with the debt collectors. To give a short story, I owed $1,600 to my apartment from past due rent that accumulated over a year ago, which went to collections. I'm now in a better position to pay them, so I called a few weeks ago to negotiate the price, and they took 30% off that bill.
Hmm.
Thank God for Jesus. So I just wanted to share that testimony.
Damn.
It was cut dry to the point, and it was important. You know, if you're in debt, sometimes, you know, you're going to reach that cap where if you call, they just going to take some off just to get you to pay something.
Something.
But you got to talk to them, because the longer you wait, the more they're just going to keep tagging on. So shout out to you, Reginald, for taking your life back. Hopefully the rest of y'all can do the same. I would like to continue to do this as well. Fran, what did you find out there in those SoundCloud streets?
So A. Travis 1 said, in my 20s, I was very good with my money, but in my 30s, life hit me hard, and ooh, I feel like I am drowning in debt. This episode gives me hope that I can finally come afloat again. Thank you so much. And then Bajanista tells her, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And she tells her, I promise. So I just love that. Just the energy, the conversations. I actually didn't explain what last week's episode was. Like I said, molasses. Last week's episode, we were joined by the one and only Tiffany Alice to answer all of your financial questions and concerns, because she is the Making Money Moves woman.
That's right.
She is a financial literacy expert who has blessed us once before. And I even think last week's episode was just as good, if not better.
Yes.
Right.
Because she was a little concerned. Like, I hope it's not repeats. I'm like, we'll figure it out.
It was... go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it was definitely a richer episode.
Right?
You know, so rich in content.
I think what helped was asking the community for their questions. So that way it was a very efficient episode, which I like.
And you know, it's always easy with her because she's such a wealth of information.
I'm so passionate.
Nothing repeated. I feel like she had a whole nother set of fresh like things to provide to us. And I think that's dope that she's going to have that every time you talk to her. Yeah. Even in the comments.
And shout out to her book, too.
Yes.
Molly Moore.
Happy birthday, Molly Moore, which is I think it's like almost 90% funded.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
Nice.
So that means a lot of the Friend Zone listeners, you guys donated, which is incredible. So I'll post that link again and let's keep supporting.
That.
Yeah, because I mean, she is She's very on it. So, Dustin, what did you find in the Twitter streets?
In addition to all of the praise and love that we got for our girl Tiffany, the Budgetista, there were some tweets that struck me, you know, that made me laugh. One of them goes to my homeboy, the author and writer, extraordinaire, George M. Johnson.
Hey,
his Twitter
George.
Is at IMGMJohnson. And he quoted a tweet from Phil Lewis that said, remember the time that Nina Simone said she almost killed a man for not paying her? And it was accompanied with a video clip of Nina Simone in an interview saying how a record company owed her some money, and she basically ran up on them with a gun and was going to take them out, but somebody stopped her from doing it because she wanted their damn money. And at the time, you know what I mean? A black woman going to, you know, pulling a gat, getting the gat,
right?
You know, it's a whole bunch of white niggas that owed her money. That was revolutionary. So George quoted that tweet. It was saying, Nina, run your pocket, Simone. I thought that was hilarious.
Okay. I love that video.
The second tweet that I want to give a shout, a quick note, nod to rather, was fan account at Barty Updates with two S's, who shared a video clip of Cardi B defending Dwyane Wade and Gabrielle Union and their love and public support of their daughter Zaya on Instagram Live. Cardi did a little chit chat with her fans where she really broke down in plain English, you know, some of the things that were, you know, noteworthy and relevant about related to their family and this public backlash and wave of bullshit that's come since they've just loved their kid in public. So interesting. I ain't gonna tell you what she said. You can look it up. And the last one that I want to highlight goes out to a friend of mine named Jordana. Her Twitter account is at Jordana Jux, JORDANAJUX. And she tweeted this way. This is my girl, y'all. Listen to what she tweeted. She tweeted,
you're laughing already. I'm terrified.
Imagine going through the trouble of setting up a seance and the Ouija board spells, IMCOMINGTOYOUASAWOMAN. I'm coming to you as a woman.
Why did he spell that out?
She said, shaking my head, I'd be sick. That's why, that's my girl, y'all. Shout out to Jordana.
Y'all look crazy. <That's it.
laughs> The damn Ouija yeah. board spelled out, I'm coming to you as a woman.
That girl's gotta let it go.
Even in that, you talk to somebody,
I mean, guys.
Never get over, okay? I told y'all, I'm dying with your fist balled up.
God,
you know, it's
damn.
Some shit I ain't never gonna let go. They better not leave the letters up to me. That's all I know.
Oh my God.
Okay. I'll be telling niggas I ain't
shit.
Forgot. Yo. You know what I'm saying? I want my shirt back. All that kind of shit. So much shit.
Oh my
I remember
God,
how
you'd
you
be
did
such
me.
A troll ghost.
Oh, yeah.
If you pass before me, don't troll. Oh my God.
I will let you know in kind ways that I was there.
Please.
I will fold your blanket up a certain way. You know what I mean? You lean it out the corner of the bed. You would know I was there to keep you warm. Other people, friend, I'm knocking cereal spoons out their hands. I'm taking shit out the refrigerator and just throwing it across the room. I can't wait. Oh. I cannot wait.
Can I tell a really creepy story?
Yes, you can.
So my aunt, we knew she was passing, right? So she was really young. She was only in her early 20s. And she used to joke and say that after she passed, she was going to, like, scratch me in my sleep. And I used to be like, don't do that, you know? So after she passes,
oh, friend, no.
I would wake up with a ton of little scratches on my arm. And I would show my mom and be like, yo, she was not kidding. And it was like a little thing between us, you know, where like she, you know, it wasn't like she abused me in my sleep. It was like little teeny scratches, but she literally would joke about that. And the fact that she really did it, I was like, you gotta chill out.
Well, friend, it just begs the question. You know, was y'all on good terms when she passed? Friend?
Yeah,
like, was y'all into it? Or,
no,
you know?
It was like, I was little, so it was her way of being
cutesy.
Some
kids, I don't see it for
some
fuck
kids with bad vibes. Yeah. No. It was, she was like a jokester, kind of like you know? Mm-hmm. So it was like her way of being like, I'm gonna remind you I'm here, but in a playful way, like, I'm gonna scratch you, you
bless
know?
Bless her heart. She could just leave me cookies and milk or something. She ain't got to scratch me.
She did it for a long time, too. And then finally when it stopped, it made me wonder, like,
did she make peace?
Yeah, like, did she finally let go? Or was it a thing where she was like, let me stop bothering
Well, you know,
girl.
Shorter nails are in now. So she probably don't wear that
you
tip. She
don't
wear that
no
French
more.
Tip no more.
But I say all that to say, Dustin, just be nice.
I can't wait to start flipping mattresses.
Rest in peace to Pop Smoke. Y'all know I was sick about that.
Rest in peace to Pop Smoke, man. That's fucked up.
I was sick about it. Like, I didn't even personally know him like that to that extent.
Yeah.
You know, we had mutuals, but it's just like, whoo.
And to be so young and so on the brink of literal superstardom,
right.
You know what I mean?
Man.
And to have your life taken away from you, it's just fucked up, man. And God bless his family. That's
man.
Terrible. I also want to say,
that hit me hard.
It hit me hard too.
Yeah.
And even in death, he leaves behind some inspiration. Because did y'all see all them Instagram posts? It was like, shout out to, so I guess it's another tweet.
All I saw was on Twitter, people being like, damn, Pop Smoke had that girlfriend.
My boy Remy, y'all know Remy Duran?
Yeah.
Okay, so Remy tweeted like, shout out to you, Remy. Remy tweeted like, all I know is my Instagram better be lit like this when I pass. And it was like four different girls. Like,
no, it
with
was seven.
Selfie, see? With selfies.
Damn.
Like, I just remember our conversations when we were such and such. And I was like, see, that's what I'm talking about. Special connections.
Let me make an announcement. So.
What is happening? What is happening today?
Y'all know who I'm talking to. Y'all better shut that up. Don't write me no posts. Don't just none of that. Because you never know. You never know who's going to match you.
Right.
I keep my things private in real life, and I like that in the afterlife, too.
Ain't nothing but a G thing, baby.
I'm just saying. No, but that really made me laugh, though. Like, all jokes aside, because there's nothing funny about it, but the fact that he had seven different girlfriends.
Wow.
But they all looked happy.
And fulfilled. Cups full.
Videos. Everyone's smiling.
And it was all real.
What can you say?
It was all real, genuine connections. Love to see it. So shout out to you, Pop Smoke. Job well done.
Tribe, gang, yep. Gang.
Wow.
So, that's beautiful. Woo for you.
Right?
Okay.
So yeah. Dustin is taking over today's episode.
That's right.
Thank God.
Fran called me and said,
hey.
Aunt Jemima. I said, okay, girl, I got you. Molasses, goddammit.
Oh, man.
But yeah, it's time to switch things up and do things differently this week. There's been so much going on that I felt I saw a recurring theme in, and this happens every time it's my turn, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll come in and I say, I had a totally different discussion plan for us. But then this happened. So here we are again in familiar territory. So it's been no secret that there's been a huge conversation surrounding this new Netflix series, Love is Blind,
oh,
right?
Oh, shit. I didn't know you were going to talk about
okay.
it.
Okay.
Well, did you finish it?
Well, no.
Well,
I finished enough of it.
As far as you can go, yeah.
I finished
oh, no,
enough of it.
It's not done.
Oh, that's tomorrow? Is the rest of them?
I actually don't know when it comes
back. It's Tamara Gray. But I...
who I loved, by the way. I feel like we've done this before. No,
but, so there's been a huge conversation surrounding the show, and more specifically surrounding the storyline with Carlton Morton. Carlton is a personal
Hi,
friend
Carlton.
Of mine.
Carlton yeah. and Diamond.
Carlton and Diamond. It's been really sensational. There's been so many people talking about it. Everybody keeps tweeting me, asking me about
it's
it.
It's awkward, right? Because I'm like,
yeah.
he's very nice.
He's,
I don't
and
know.
That's the thing. So what I will say is this, right? Without going too far into this, because this conversation really isn't about that.
Right.
But it starts there. And so Carlton is a close personal friend of mine. I love Carlton.
Yeah.
And that's my boy. And I'm so excited that, you know, whatever the conversation is that's surrounding him, I'm so glad that the conversation is surrounding him, because I know him and I know all the good shit that he has to offer the world.
Mm-hmm.
Talents that people haven't even seen and don't even know that he has yet. And so I'm so glad that he's in a position where his voice can be heard by many, many more people, and he has opportunity to really share his talents with the world. So I'm happy to see him being talked about. I love that. And I'm glad that my friend has this a new opportunity at life.
Yeah.
But there's been a huge conversation surrounding that and surrounding him and Diamond. And as we all know, Carlton revealed himself as bisexual on the show, and he told his then fiance after they had agreed to get married, but even though he hadn't told her that before they asked to marry each other, they hadn't even seen each other before they asked to marry each other. So it just gets kind of tricky there. But so that situation was going on, huge conversation going on surrounding that, as far as whether Carlton was obligated to share those things with her
right.
before they progressed in different stages of closeness in their relationship. Then on Sunday, watching The Real Housewives of Atlanta, another one of my friends, Cynthia Bailey, is on TV having a kind of, you know, spirited discussion with her fiance, Mike Hill. He's coming out with a memoir called Open Mic, cute play on words, right? Just about his career and his life. And in it, in the synopsis and in the intro that she read in the manuscript, he shared that he hadn't been faithful to any of his wives or girlfriends. He's previously been married and also in serious long-term relationships. And he had not been faithful to either one of those people in either one of those situations. And Cynthia kind of felt a little uneasy about that. And then she also found out that a lot of his close, now platonic female, first she discovered that a lot of his platonic friends were female,
mm-hmm.
and that he did have some history, maybe a date here or there, maybe a kiss with some of them, but clearly like they just cool now or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that she had to deal with. So as I'm sitting here, I'm listening to all these conversations, and I'm seeing that it's all rooted in this recurring theme of like transparency in relationships, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how much of yourself do you need to disclose to people that you enter into a relationship with, whether this is a platonic relationship, a romantic relationship, even as adults, like your family relationships, you know, you're still two adults meeting in that space. So how much of yourself do you think it's appropriate like to share, right? So I started looking all this stuff up, and I found this study.
Come on, study.
On, He's so silly. On Psychology Today. It's from Douglas LaBierre, who's a PhD, and he's a psychoanalytic psychotherapist, a business psychologist, and a writer. And he's also the director of the Center for Progressive Development, right? Yeah. So I think the motherfucker know what he's talking about. So he did a study, and in the study, there were two key points that he focused on, and he asked the question, is radical transparency the key to relationship success, right?
Mm.
So radical transparency, according to him, has two parts. The first part is being open and revealing about yourself to your partner. And so he said that this would include letting go of inhibitions or defensive feelings that you might be harboring about what you have not revealed, but also acknowledging your reluctance to do so. So, before we get to part two, right, in this radical transparency, how do you guys feel about that? Like, all these conversations are going on about how much of yourself you need to reveal to your partner, and I think that this definitely bleeds over into other relationships in your life. We've been working together every week for the past damn near 5 years. So, at a certain point, we got to be clear with each other. You know what I'm saying? So, how do you guys personally police your behavior when it comes to transparency, and how much do you feel like you have to be transparent in the relationships in your life currently? And we'll start with you, Asante. Because you dating.
Damn. Am I dating?
You dating. Am I? We read your tweets. Ooh. Come on.
We read your tweets.
Can you call that dating? I struggle because I want to say I'm of the belief that I love radical transparency. Like, I just want us to get to the bullshit, if there is bullshit, as quickly as possible, so we can decide if this is what we want or if this is what we don't want. So, like, not to say I'm going to lead with the bad stuff, but if, kind of like when you have to do something, just like a random aside, like, kind of if you have to make a decision, you don't want to make it brash. You kind of want to put some thought into it of some sort, make it educated. So when I think of what I would want to do in a situation where it's radical honesty, I don't ever want to be like, I don't ever want to put too much pressure on what I have to say or feel about someone. So if I have to say something to you, and if I feel like, you know, it's going to be on my conscience and my spirit, I'm going to say it. But I don't feel like everyone can reciprocate that, because they may not necessarily have those feelings, if you will.
But we ain't talking about everybody reciprocating it. We're talking about just your portion.
Well, I'm saying that to say it's hard to want to do that, because in certain situations, I don't know if that's going to be reciprocated.
But you can't worry about that part. We just talking about your willingness to be radically transparent without the promise of any reciprocation, without the promise of them even behaving the same way. If you decide to invest yourself into a relationship with someone, be it platonic, be it romantic, since we know you're doing that right now in your life. But you
know, like, you feel me?
Since we know you genuine the bachelor and shit. So how do you, like, what are you all in? What is all in? Like, what's up? Wow. Without, you can't be worrying about whether it's reciprocal.
I don't know how to not be brash right now, but pretty much I'm always all in. Like, I'm always very upfront. This is going to sound so terrible. I'm always like, I'm a nigga. I like having fun, and I like
That's not terrible. I wish somebody would just tell me that.
When I tell you, when I tell people this upfront, just because I don't want us to do this weird thing where we are liking each other and then we think it's more than it actually is. So I'm always very upfront, because we can like each other and do all the relationship like things in the world, but I'm still always a free agent. Like, I feel like that's just where I'm at. And when I'm radically honest about that, like, that's my radical honesty. Cause I feel like I don't know if that's even rooted in like fear of some sort, like, you know, of me not trusting other people. So I just decide I'm gonna be a hoe until I can find somebody that I feel like we can be honest about either wanting to be a hoe or whatever our sexual traumas are, or whatever it is that leads us back to why we can't necessarily commit, or what we would need to do in order to commit. So my radical honesty just really rests in that. Like, I'm always very upfront about, if you like me and I like you, this is what you like. And if this is not what you like, then we need to stop.
So what about when it comes to personal matters for you? Like, fuck the relationship, like you and them, matters pertaining to the relationship. What about things about you that you feel like may not be the most palatable for anyone that you're in relationship with? Like, how much of the real Asante do you put out there in these relationships? Personally, and professionally.
And?
Mm-hmm.
And.
That means the A was an ampersand.
Oh, okay. Oh my goodness. We're playing Jeopardy right now. What's going on?
Okay.
Damn. You gave me a lot there.
be transparent. it's something though, like, and not to cut you off, but the fact that you're experiencing that moment of pause, I think is really indicative of the answer, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is something that you have to, A, be prepared for. And when I say it, I mean being radically transparent and present in your relationships. It is a risky thing because right. you do run the risk of people responding or reacting to whatever you present as your actual authentic self or feelings or opinion about something. The reason that it gives you, it makes you, you know, I guess apprehensive to share that or to be that way, not right now in this question, mm-hmm. but to be that way with people is because there's a space there for somebody to react. And you don't want to be A, disappointing to someone else, B,
right.
less desirable to someone and who I may also have said that you were desirable to them, you know?
And I also hesitate because I'm impulsive too. So mm-hmm. like, sometimes I'll say things before, and this is like personal relationship, whatever. Like sometimes I'll say things before even like really thinking it through. Like I'm kind of, I think, confused on whether it's like a flow of consciousness in that moment or if it's just like auto driving, autopilot while I'm.
But that flow of consciousness is only once a month, right?
That's, oh my God.
I don't. I wouldn't know. I can't.
Tampax Pearl.
Why do you know that? Not the pearl.
Jeez. No, and I also hesitate and say that I'm impulsive because I feel like there's always that moment where I want to just, like if I have like anxiety about something,
mm-hmm.
my impulsiveness just says, not necessarily react, but react. Like it just says go. So like if I'm met with like resistance or like I feel like, okay, so I'm going to be radically honest with you, Dustin,
mm-hmm.
on this here show.
Mm-hmm.
I have terrible feet.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible feet?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What does terrible. That mean?
So this was going to be an example. Let's say you're kicking it with somebody. And not necessarily...
kicking it.
Looks like you've been doing too much of that if you got terrible feet.
So this is what I'm trying to tell you now. So like, let's say somebody, they like feet or they taking their socks off and mm-hmm. they look at you and they go, why you don't take your socks off? Do you cutely say, oh, like, do you lie in that moment or do you just say straight? Like, because for me, my radical honesty is going to say, oh, nah, bro, you don't want to see that. Like, that's just what I do.
Yeah.
But I feel like there are moments, like, in this same situation or a similar situation where I might decide, like, oh, well, you know, I was just about to run to the deli right quick, so I'm about to put my shoes back on anyway, you know, as opposed to just, you know, getting it out there, out the way right then and there, like, making something up to prolong it. I like to just rip the Band-Aid off. And so my impulsiveness is always, like, just go with what you know and finesse it somehow. So that's my, like radically, like, me, what I do. And that's why I hesitate when I to answer, because mm-hmm. I know that's impulsive, and sometimes it doesn't work out the best. It's not the best solution in all situations.
What happened? You got kicked out?
He was
they
at,
gave you the boot?
He was at my crib, okay?
And you told him to step off.
Oh my God.
His pretty feet. No, I'm just playing. They weren't that pretty no way.
Okay, well, fuck them. No, shit. But no, I think that's dope that I guess you even entertain the thought of being honest, because there's some motherfuckers would just lie, period, and be like, oh, I just got these socks, you know, they're comfortable or something like that.
Right.
Instead of just saying like, yo, I like to keep my feet covered because I don't think they like the prettiest
thing. And see, that's the thing. I always think about little things like that and how I have to tell the truth because I don't want to bullshit
those
later.
Those little things snowball into bigger things.
Like bunions.
I knew this was going to come back around today.
I was not setting you up for a joke.
You were and you ain't know it because the minute that you said it, I was
no,
like.
No, you know what it reminds me? I feel like I've shared this on the show before. I had this person that I started dating, and I noticed anytime I would be at his house, if I was staying over, after we'd eat dinner and we'd be chilling, he'd always have to go water the plants. Like, he had, like, plants on the roof, but it was always at the same time. And I was like, does he really water these plants every night?
You're on schedule.
And then time passed, and I had to say something, because I just was like, this is just, like, no one waters their plants every day at the same time. And he finally admitted to me that he was scared to poop in front of me.
A good man, Savannah.
And then he was pretending to water these plants every day on the rooftop. But he was really just going next door to the shop and, like, pooping and then coming back. Isn't that insane?
No.
I thought it was, because I'm like, you made your schedule so much more complicated than it needed to be. You could have enjoyed your meal.
But you breathed easily, friend. That's the thing. You wouldn't have never wanted to eat it on that motherfucker again, because every time y'all sat down to break bread, you'd have thought about him breaking wind, and you would have been
no,
over
but we
it.
Made it a thing that I was playing guitar while he pooped. I was like, let's make this easy.
Not shitty strings. Not shitting strings, friend. Damn, friend.
I sat on the floor in the living room and played guitar so he would so he wouldn't be paranoid about what I was hearing. You know what I mean?
Strumming
I was
like, my pain with this feet. Wiping your ass with your hand.
Oh my God.
But I do think it's funny how even in the smallest details, people can start those habits of like not feeling comfortable being fully transparent.
That's probably one area where I'm not fully transparent.
You're not there yet either.
I don't like that shit.
Dustin.
I don't. You know me, friend.
So what do you do when you and a person are spending a weekend in a hotel together?
You go to the lobby. You go
stop
to
it,
like,
Dustin,
yeah,
you
time
do not
it,
go to
you
the
know
lobby.
What I'm saying? You send the motherfucker on an errand. You know what I'm saying?
What
whatever.
If you really have to
pretend
use it?
Pretend to hotbox.
Then you figure it out.
It's just a roach blunt. It's not enough for both of us. And I'm hotboxing in here.
You just got to figure it out and then be mature. And like, say you do have to use the bathroom, right?
Yeah.
And then you obviously smell it or whatever. After this, you just got to be mature and ignore it. That's so ridiculous. But that's
true.
The truth. I don't like
See,
all that.
See, humor is my saving grace.
Me too.
You just got to crack a joke and be like, woo, do not go in there or whatever. Like, look at Dustin. He's covering his
mortified.
Face.
Like, oh my God.
Just be like, I blew it up. You don't want to go in there.
And I'll be like, I'm out of here. And I'm never coming back again. Like, I cannot do
I'm
it.
I'm like, listen, there's water on the floor in the bathroom. It's going to be out of commission for like 10, 15
yeah.
minutes. So.
Look at, they're literally sitting here cringing.
That is so nasty.
That is so funny.
I don't play that shit.
The only thing I don't do, I'm not into the, you know, couples that'll like pass gas around each other. That, I think.
That's so fucking disrespectful.
I've never Ooh. Gotten there, so I think that might be a little too edgy.
Can
for
you
me.
Imagine? I don't even do that around y'all. You know what I'm saying? Can you imagine? I would be so, y'all would, I would be so,
so
mad at y'all.
So is that beyond your like, radical transparency?
Yes. To me, that is so disrespectful. Like, the only people
but
I would.
But some people find that, like, that means we have nothing to hide.
Me and my brother do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it. Like, that's a me and my brother thing. I don't, that's way too personal. Like, oh my God. And it's also so fucking disrespectful. I gotta smell your rotten egg smelling ass. Locker room, bench, seat, it, foot, shoe, insert, smelling ass, funky, bad diet, having ass. I gotta smell that because we close.
Oh,
I
my
me
God.
Think not. I quit and I'm out of this relationship. Oh, my God. Don't you fire around me, goddammit. Anyway, so Fran, I guess you just let us know how you feel about it. Being open and
well,
revealing.
You know me,
to your
I'm
partner.
An open
yeah.
book. So, mm-hmm.
you've
me.
Mastered it though, Fran. You. Could fuck around and poot around a motherfucker and make it cute and like
how would that be
natural
cute?
I don't know first natural? Of all it probably wouldn't stink cause she eat so healthily you know what I'm saying so she didn't clean all that out by now it's just air moving through
second like, of all, does it smell like sweet greens in here to you
and you think it was that damn diffuser
it's quinoa yeah. No it is not quinoa but I would I just that's edgy oh. for me but as far as a
friend do you want a man farting around you I know this is a totally disgusting turn that
yeah,
we've taken.
Yeah, we took it to
but
a
friend,
whole different
would you,
level.
I, like, what like would you do? I would.
I don't know that I would. I mean, I've had men do that. But usually they're like being silly about it. Like, you know, when they do it in the cover and then cover you with the cover.
No. Friend, no. You live to tell the tale. I'm so sorry that happened to
so
you.
So things like that make me laugh. Future boyfriend, don't get any ideas.
Please
but,
don't. Please don't
but,
do it. I'm over there. That beautiful
don't.
Apartment you got.
So usually it's silly, you know, it's like them being goofy or something. Or if it slips out, you know, you watching
slips
a movie.
Out. Why is it slipping? It's definitely a gated community back there. So I don't understand why. I don't understand why anything's slipping through
I
the cracks.
I wouldn't be mad at it. I just, I know
would.
For me, I don't want to create an environment where we're just like farting all day, just chilling around the house. Like that's
at
just
all.
Disgusting.
It's just not for me. Mm-mm. There's certain things I'm pretty cool Mm-mm. about, but I don't know. That doesn't really call me.
Yeah, that's nasty. Mm-mm. And how are we supposed to do oral?
Oh my God, stop.
That's so nasty. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is disgusting.
You are so silly. Because
if you think we finna go any, if you think we finna be SWV up in here and go downtown after you've been smelling like that, downtown Doodoo Brown, Julie Brown, I don't think so.
I have to get out of here right now.
This conversation is so terrible.
Okay, so anyway, so back to Dr. LaBerre, okay, who said that the flip side to radical transparency, so now that we've discussed being open and revealing about ourselves to our partner, the flip side is being open and just as receptive to our partner's reality, to his or her feelings, wishes, desires, fears, and differences from ourselves. And Dr. LaBerre also said that this would mean openly encouraging our partner to express those things to us and being prepared to process them. So,
yeah,
how
I
you
mean,
guys feel about that? One, not related to farting this time.
Right, no. This is more so emotional transparency. One thing I will say is that I think people often want people to be super honest, like immediately. And it's like, are you ready for that a lot of the times? You know, I've been in situations where I'm like, put everything on the table. I want you to tell me. And then they put it on the table and you're like, wow, that's a lot of stuff on the table. And it's like, do you even have the bandwidth? Do you have the skill set? You know, like, be careful what you wish for a lot of the times. I've seen the conversation on Twitter where people are like, what's proper or inappropriate, you know, to ask on the first date or the second date or third date? And people want a lot
tweeting
of information.
From home.
They expect a lot of really deep, dark, shadowy, murky, watery mm-hmm. information, and it's like, are you sure? Mm-hmm. Do you know what that means? To hold that kind of space for someone? Are you even capable? Have you held that space for yourself? Mm. You know, like, that's why I'm like, it gets very tricky with transparency. That's why I, as open of a book as I am, I'm also cautious to not expect that out of other people immediately. I'm very careful with allowing people to share as they need to. Obviously, I'm not going to be with someone that it feels like a brick wall where, you know, where that's not their intention, they're not interested, then we're just not going to be a match. But I also understand some people are slow drip. And I'm totally, you know, I'm learning to be cool with being respectful of how people choose to share and when.
I think that some shit, like, the only thing that can make you empathetic to it or understanding in that circumstance is the history that you have with a person. It's certain shit that you have to have built time and experiences with a person in order to be able to even process it and consider enduring it. If I don't know you like that, you know what I mean? And you come with this extreme circumstance, there's nothing that I've invested
right.
to make me even want to figure out how to make certain stuff work out. So there's certain things you're just not going to know immediately. Certain things you really don't need to.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, it's a what did future say about this world we living in, friend?
It's an evil world we living in.
Okay, and so people will abuse and misuse information.
And tweet about
yes.
it.
And tweet about it, and Instagram story about it,
yes.
and Alexa Sky the fuck out of you and shit. You know what I'm saying? So you have to be careful with who is privy to important and precious information. It's certain shit I just do not talk about mm-hmm. because I don't want nobody to be make it. I don't want it to become vulnerable to somebody misusing it or making it or disrespecting it
yeah.
in a certain way. So you can't. And furthermore, I don't even know everything about myself. I can't sit down and have a conversation with you and tell you everything about myself. Now we can touch on some bullet points and I can, you know, circle one, yes, no, maybe, you know what I'm saying? But I can't just sit down. I hate it when people are like, so tell me about yourself. Bitch, what the fuck you talking about? You know what I'm saying? I hate that. There's no, I'm not finished.
Right.
I'm still, I ain't
like,
dead.
Like, how do I put that in a
yeah,
neat package?
You know? The dash, this nothing after the dash right now. You know what I'm saying? It's just the birth year and the dash.
I'm glad
so
you brought that up, though, because when I was seeing the conversation surrounding the Carlton scene, I did wonder, like, is there an obligation to tell someone that? Like, it's, I think what happens is we live, obviously, in a society where, like, being a heterosexual is the default setting. That's mm-hmm. how it's perceived. So if you're anything outside of that, then there's like a coming out that needs to happen. Like mm-hmm. you need to tell me what it is. But I've never been in on a date where I had to be like, just so you know, this is what I date. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? And I wonder why that's an expectation. So I'm kind of on the fence because there's a part of me that's like, no one's obligated to say shit. until it comes up, if it needs to come
until
up. We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Mm-hmm.
What, you saw me somewhere looking at a, you know, if I saw you somewhere and you're looking at a dude or y'all have an interaction, hey, maybe this is the time that we should have this combo.
Right.
But then there's also the other part of it that's like, well, yeah, if also if we're getting in a relationship, that might be something that we should talk about because it is going to come up at some point. So why not, you know, nip it in the bud early? So, I have to admit, I'm not entirely sure where I lie on that spectrum of like timelines. I guess it should be individual to or rather not individual. It should be customized to the relationship and what's needed between those two people. Are you someone that needs to know that up front? Then ask it up front. Are you someone that's willing to get there when you get there? Then you'll get there when you get there. Everyone's different. I think for me, I don't know. I don't know that I like need you to tell me that up front. I don't know. I've never been in that position, so I can't say.
Especially because I've seen so many like things like throughout the years where people, and it's usually because, you know, it's heteronormative, where like a guy will be sitting there with his wife or something, they're playing games, and then he finds out then and there that his wife used to, you know, bang women or had an interest in women. And it's just so normalized.
That's cute, right?
Yeah, and then it's like, oh, yeah.
It's hot.
Right.
Slice up the marriage.
And so like
it don't become a thing.
And so, like, in, you know, with this situation, it was kind of like, I hate it that it defaulted to, well, are you still interested? But it's almost like, well, you bringing it up. So like, and so not to say that it makes it okay to warrant that question, but it's like, well, I'm telling you this because you're probably going to feel like you need to know this. I'm not telling you this because I actually care about it. Like, that's how I kind of felt like it was kind of getting misread, because I feel like he was just saying that just to say, like, get it out the way because it's a thing, not because he was actually scared. And that's what it was kind of confusing for me, because there are things that I guess people can fear, and we just don't know how severe those fears are going to be to each person. So that's why I think, especially when it comes to something like sexuality, yeah, it's 2020, so anybody can be anything, but that doesn't mean that everybody wears things on their like shoulders and sleeves. So that's why it was so hard to like even watch that scene with them. And then even going through with Cynthia and Mike, that made me wonder to myself, like, what are my like limits and capacities when it comes to kind of to your question, dealing with other people's I don't want to say traumas, but like experiences.
Bullshit.
Well, not even bullshit, just their experiences as a whole. Because, yeah, I want them to be accepting of me, but I still always want to know how accepting or what things do I find accepting, and would I find these things accepting or not based on the time that we spent together or not. And I think that's why I felt like Love Is Blind was such an interesting show, because of the way that they were moving those timelines. Like,
it's a little fast, too.
It's quick as hell. So, like, you know, ain't nobody going to say to you through a wall, like, oh, yeah, I like both. I can't even see what you actually are. So you might say, cool, I might
not like you.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
And furthermore,
that's a good point, though, about it depending on how invested I am.
Furthermore, this is all I'm going to say about it, because I told you I'm keeping my hands off of this. I'm just happy for my friend that he is being amplified to a level of visibility where he can share his gifts and his talents with the world.
Mm-hmm.
As far as that show is concerned, ain't nobody who was going to agree to marry me sight unseen going to get mad about something that was on the other side of the glass, whether it was on me or in me. You just ain't going to be mad at me about that, and that's all I'm going to say moving forward in the conversation.
Amen.
Okay.
That show just... I wanted to throw so many things.
There were just so many moments.
So many things were driving me nuts. And I was like, why am I so triggered? Like, I had to check myself because I was like, ugh.
What about
the
scene where they were sitting at the bar and the girl was like, if you would have came in my husband, I would have knocked your, I would have broken your fucking nose.
Amber.
And then she kissed her. I can't even believe this conversation became this, but whatever, because we have to talk about it. So, impromptu TV land segment.
Too many things on there.
And it just, again, I want to stay focused on the fact that this all played into the overall theme of radical transparency in relationships, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, as I'm watching this, in the vein through the lens of thinking about radical transparency, these girls are drunk at this bar. I'm watching the girl obviously attempt to have like a sort of, you know, pseudo lesbian, physically, you know, engaging moment with the other girl. who was the girl that got engaged in the white dress. I can't remember her name because really Amber? They all blended. So, yeah, okay. So she didn't respond to that energy at all. She was kind of like, okay. Like she was literally like, leaning backward.
She had her
backward.
Arm on her.
Yeah, like she wasn't with it. And I watched, what's the other girl's name?
Jessica.
I watched Jessica in her face process that and then lean right into a really emotionally deep declaration about, you know, her intentions and not wanting to go after her man and all this shit. The energy shifted real quick into this really serious, like, you know,
but it was manipulative dialogue.
Completely.
Because this Jessica's whole thing on this show, and I can't believe I'm even talking about a reality show.
Here we go.
I find these shows
so ridiculous.
We
got you.
All we had to do was get it off a cable and onto the internet, and we could get Fran to watch it.
We got you. Netflix got you.
Because it's such a study of people, and yes. And I think the radical transparency is the theme on this show, because Jessica has such a lack of awareness, and I think it's important for us to watch it, because a lot of us have that to, the, you know, varying degrees, but hers was true. Like wowza, because she's about to marry someone she doesn't even like
at all.
At all, like that's crazy.
Don't want to sleep with him.
Don't want, and then using the every week she has another excuse: the height, the age. That she's like grasping for straws at this point. And in my mind, I'm like, you're an adult. Just say I don't want to do this. It stressed me out, but a lot of it I realized, and I, you know, you always learn this, when things have an effect on you or trigger you or stress you out, a lot of the time, not always, obviously, it's because you see yourself in those behaviors. So it creates a charge in you, because I've been in that position in relationships where either I don't want to be there anymore, or, you know, I don't even know how we got here to begin with. And you know what I mean? And so watching that was like such a reminder of like when you just forget that you can remove yourself from this shit. Like you don't have to people please. You don't have to force yourself in these situations. I think for her, she's just so afraid to be alone. Or I don't know, because I don't know her. I'm not going to try to psychoanalyze. Right. But whatever the case may be, she rather put herself in this position than not. And that's a wild thing to observe, because she doesn't like this dude. You see how she looks at him? She's drunk all the time because she's trying to cope with the fact that she's so uncomfortable
with this child.
She wants that other dude.
Brent?
Barnett. I'm like, what?
And she going to get her ass whooped.
Okay.
She literally said it to her.
And when she told him, I just want to make sure that, like, you're happy with what you're doing. He's literally told her, like, 6 times, like, I'm good. What do you want? What do you want? Like, that's
be
what you need to figure out.
Be a real bitch and just say you don't want to do this.
Oh, my God. She's probably the most frustrating. And then her dog drinking the wine out the glass. It was just too much.
She nasty. That's why
I feel bad for Mark.
Yeah.
I feel bad for him.
He young. He'll be all right.
He is young. You're right. He's only 24.
Also, I didn't have like... go ahead.
No, I just... I didn't like his little intro story when he was telling a story about how the girl he was dating family thought that he was, you know, they found out he was Mexican. And when they found out he looked the way he looked, he was okay with
it. Yeah, I didn't like the way he said that shit. Like that. It was something about that felt real, what's her name? Rodriguez? Yeah. Gina Rodriguez. It was a real Gino Rodriguez.
Yeah,
moment.
I was like, yeah. I don't know about this.
I ain't like that shit either. I thought that was very, you know, I didn't like that. Just, I didn't like that either.
Then, I was like, and then watch her act the way she was acting. I was like, okay, so he kind of, not that he deserved it, but I see why he ended up the way he ended up.
That shit's sad. You saw when she put on the dress, she was hyperventilating. I was like, girl, you were creating your own, like, drama and story. Like, this is crazy.
How am I supposed to feel sorry for somebody who signed up for a show to marry somebody like in 30 days that they've never seen in their life?
That is a wild show. And you know what's crazy? I don't know how far you've gotten, but none of them seem sure.
None of them.
Like, everyone listen, everyone is all like, Lauren and Cameron, do you see her? Is anyone watching her face when they look at each other? Am I the only one seeing this?
Time frame.
She always does that smile.
And
like,
then she had her hair back the last time, so you really could see it. Like, and she had them little twigs, them swoops and braids. Yeah. Like,
everyone's
in ponytail.
Like, I worship them. And I'm like, one's seeing this. She's literally smiling like, someone, please get me out of this.
What's crazy is they're actually cute together.
They're cute, but I can tell she's just not feeling it.
And
it's just that he's nice.
And even
he's
though she's
looking,
not feeling it,
I wonder if it's small. Because they're
Did you see that scene where she?
I think he might just be too calm. Maybe
did you see
so
the
like
scene?
A stroke?
No, him. His
but did you see the scene? Where her,
so yeah.
But
so
did you like see the scene where her friend asked her about that?
No.
Oh, I missed that. Or maybe I wasn't paying attention.
Come on.
About the sex?
Yeah.
She said now
what her, because you know that look that you're talking about, friend. Mm-hmm. The way she hesitated before she lied, because I feel like she lied the way she just hesitated. Her friend was like, she was like, so you just married this person you don't know? Like, you know, what if his thing's small? And she's like, child, we ain't got nothing to worry about in that department. And I was like, because the way she kind of, because she didn't say anything surely. And I was like, well, this ain't my business.
Did
but
you
girl,
see
you
when
ain't
he
have
rapped?
To. Yes.
Did you see that scene?
No, I didn't see this motherfucker rapping.
He rapped to her mama.
I'm glad he did it for
the
mama.
Okay, that's why I didn't see it, because I was watching that episode and I had to leave. So
he spit a verse.
I'm glad he did it for the mama, because
the daddy
who I was waiting on this entire time. I was waiting for that scene. That's the entire time I kept watching, because I wanted to see that scene. And you could tell he still ain't with it, and he knows she ain't with it, but he gonna let her do it.
Listen, I believe that you could feel a very strong connection with someone within a month.
Mm-hmm. But that's not gonna make
you
feel
there.
The
But that's not going to make me marry you in a month. You've seen stories of people who got married in 3 months and they've been together 40 years or 20 years and it worked.
Like Chloe and Lamar.
Wow. I don't doubt it. You know, I think...
Friend, you made me sick. All I can think about now is Lauren and that face she made.
You know the
face.
Because
it was that episode.
Every time he looks, they have to look into each other's faces.
Like,
she goes...
Like, he's looking square at her, and she's kind of like looking off. like she's leaving her body in that moment. And that's all I can think
what
about.
It is.
She literally has to disassociate.
Yes.
I wonder what it is.
And I'm dead because...
She's spiritually
he was like, when he was like, I just don't understand why, you know, she's not sure.
Read the room.
I wonder if he got that metal, I'm about to have a cold breath. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
when
the
breath smells like metal sometimes. I wonder if that's what happened. She was just like, everything is all right, but I just can't.
I hate you so much.
It's not a breath thing, because you can tell when it's a breath thing.
Because she's like...
Because your face sucks up like a little lemon because you're trying not to breathe, but hers is more like the disassociation.
Right. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, she's like, anybody would be scared to... I'd be scared to marry anybody, not because it's you.
Anybody would be scared here.
Right. She was like, I'm just nervous because it's marriage. It's not... It has nothing to do with you. And he's like, I just don't think that she's sure. And then she leaves her body.
Because
he's like looking at her. Trying to
make
sure.
It because now everyone that watches the next
exactly
scene, y'all gonna be like, oh, shit.
You, because the moment you... The entire time
you
I watched...
You knew it.
Yes. I was like,
but
shit.
But how is it no one else has talked about this? Everyone
you
else
know
is
what
like,
it is.
Cameron Lauren are so cute.
You know what it is?
I'm like,
because,
what?
Because they're buying
what are y'all
they're
saying?
Buying what she's selling, because she is a content creator, right?
She is a
so
content creator.
So I feel like, you know, she's
right.
trying to ride this wave. And I think
as she should.
I think aside from her even wanting to do this, I feel like, you know, well, we know she don't want to do this. But I feel like they are still a really good match because well, maybe they not, because now I'm wondering.
I don't think they're a good match. I think they're just both really nice people that are like calm and cool. So two calm and cool people.
And aesthetically compatible.
And aesthetically compatible. They have cool conversations. It's kind of like if I... It's a problem I run into where because I'm so chill and kind of easy breezy and I get along with most people, it's easy to misconstrue my energy and think, oh, me and her, no, me and you, nothing.
But you know
we
why?
We could also just be really good friends.
And you know
we
why
don't
that
have to date
there.
Just because the energy is there. That does not mean it's
either
romantic.
You like my fire or you don't, honey.
Yeah, it don't always mean romantic just because we get along.
Right, but and people see that energy there, and this is the actual problem, because I thought back to first episode when that bitch was like, I think I love you. And I was sitting there like, are you serious? Like, you remember when we was watching?
Remember
when I told you I seen it already?
We literally watched it in Crystal's house, the worst group of people
and
that
I told you
watched
I watched
shit.
It already, and I was like, this is where she betrays
it
me.
It was Jade, Crystal, Asante.
Wrong road. I said, this is where she loses me. And she's like, I think I love you. And on my mind, I'm like, did a producer
we
tell you to say
yelled.
This?
We all yelled. Like, it was too much.
And I wonder if this happened right because... Can I have one of those, too, please?
Yes,
thank you so much.
You
know, I need that. I don't want that metal breath now. I'm thinking about that.
Thank you.
Oh, y'all ain't gonna have it.
No, so I think about in that first episode when they're doing the whole thing, and then I think about how later on you realize that he's had black girlfriends.
So
did he just know that this was a black girl, so he picked a black girl, and that's why we ended up here? And, you know, she was open to a white man, so she picked a white man that ended up having dated black girls.
I don't even think it's a black white issue. I think it's just not a spark.
They're cool. If they had been in college together, they would have just been homies in the dorm.
But that's what
study
I'm saying.
Study partners from class.
That put their legs together sometimes.
Yes,
while
I
you
have
study.
Many of
yeah.
those friends.
But that's what I'm saying.
And it does not mean I want to sleep
with
them.
Me too, they sucking dick over here, but you know, but I have them too. You know what I'm saying? I'm just playing. That was just for comedic effect.
You know, let's have that conversation. Not that one.
Because
I'm not talking
about
that.
Ain't too much talking to be done.
No, but do you have connections with people that are really nice? Like, where you guys can... Because Maya makes fun of me all the time because she'll be like, I saw you and so-and-so and I thought y'all were dating because we... are so affectionate or will hold hands or if they're in my house, you know, I have my foot, like Dustin said, wrapped around theirs and we're drinking tea and talking. There's some people that I feel that way about and with, but I don't actually have an attraction. It's just our energy works nice together. It don't mean we have to date.
True.
Do you have people that you feel that way about?
Yes, but we don't hang out as much anymore. But I used to have like homegirls. We would go out.
Yeah,
we
looking
like we holding hands, you know, with a little kiss on the cheek, kiss on the lips every now and then. But nothing like we not making out or
get
feeling
the
each other.
You know,
it's
me.
A pool.
Yeah.
Get off
you
me.
You don't like that?
No, get off of me.
But
I'll be up on you like that when we be places.
I can't
friend.
Lay on you.
You
with
can
my blanket.
Always lay on me. You know that. But I don't be coming over you like, come on, friend. Let's.
But that's the
let's
thing.
Cuddle. You
but
crazy?
But that might be our energy that doesn't have that pull. But then you might have another friend that you. You guys just, if you're sitting together on the couch, you're wrapped up in each other. You don't even know why.
No.
Because some of those friends, because I'll be really affectionate with them for no reason. Like, not no reason. Like, we just like being affectionate.
It's
but
it
it's
is.
Not like
I wish
we're
you
trying
put
to
put your legs on mine.
I can't put my legs on
you. Fuck no. And you know that I wouldn't even put, are you crying? I'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Wait a minute, man.
I'm gonna remember this.
You better. Shit.
So silly.
No, I will. No, I'm just.
Shit.
No, but I think that's what it is with Lauren and Cameron. I think they just are cool and they should leave it at that.
But that's what I'm saying.
It's important to learn to read what connections are. When I connect with people, I'm like, would this be good for business? Would this be a good friendship? Mm-hmm. Would this be good to date? It doesn't always mean that it has to be one. You know, like,
yes.
Read the room.
Yeah,
I think we mix our, we cross our wires sometimes and jump. That happened to me with someone that we dated for a couple years. And then afterwards we were like, damn, you know, I think low key we make way better homies and we are homies. And like, it's so nice. And I almost regret that we dated because I feel like that's what it was supposed to be. We just read it wrong because, you know, we're both attractive and it's like, oh, let's see, you know, what happens.
You know. East meets West.
But now I'm learning there are certain people I'll be attracted to and I'll say no in my head. Like, I'd rather do business with you and leave it at that.
How do you know when you're missing out on your blessing, friend?
Because if it's supposed to be, it'll cross wires at some point. You know what I mean? But for the most part, I like putting people. I mean, sometimes, I don't know.
Get
I take business seriously. No, but I like filing people where it feels they should be. And obviously, if it's going to turn into something, it'll be that. like, you can't control it sometimes. But I don't know. I think they just should be homies because that little disassociation.
Look,
she does.
I'm thinking about it right now. I'm sitting here like thinking about her just leaving.
It's too much.
You know what's really gonna be messed up is if she gets pregnant.
Oh.
Before she reconciles that, and then she starts having to.
I wonder if any of them are. Oh my god!
Well, never mind. I don't know what I can say and can't say. So let me be quiet. So shout out to my friend Carlton. I love you, dog.
Shout out to Carlton. Stay strong throughout all this conversation around you.
And
I know,
you know
it's rough in these streets.
Everybody's entitled to their opinion, and that's what that shit is put out there for. You know what I'm saying? For people to have opinions about it. And like I said, I'm just excited for people to see his gift. So just wanted to talk about that this week. Not about Love is Blind, although we did devoted
it. It's a good enough show at this point.
Love is Blind, and it will take over your mind. The recurring theme,
okay, of radical transparency. That's what I think the word, the note here is for us to take away from. So that's it. And with that being said, Fran, it's time to well, well, and well.
When you're busy, like we all are, the first thing that falls to the bottom of the list tends to be taking care of yourself. People tend to say, I don't have time or money for that. But Talkspace Online Therapy is the most convenient and affordable way to get the support of a licensed therapist. Talkspace matches you with a licensed therapist based on your needs and preferences. With thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties available, send your licensed therapist text, audio, picture, or video messages from your phone or computer whenever you need to. No need to make appointments. Everything happens within Talkspace's secure platform, all on your schedule. I think it's really important to note that Talkspace is affordable. You can choose a plan, and the plans they start at $65 a week. So Talkspace has always been a great resource that we could offer to people if they wanted to take control of their mental health. And I think because it's affordable and it allows you to also take control of your finances, you know, as we had the episode with Budgetista last week, we want to remain cognizant of the fact that we can take care of both, okay? Get you somebody or something to do both, all right? So the bottom line is that life can be hard, and Talkspace wants to give more of us the support we need at a price we can afford. And as a listener of this podcast, you can get $100 off your first month of Talkspace. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com or download the app. Make sure to use the code ZONE to get $100 off your first month and show your support for this show. That's code ZONE, Z-O-N-E, at Talkspace.com.
DoorDash brings all of America's flavors to your door. Ordering is easy. All you do is open the DoorDash app, choose what you want to eat, and your food will be delivered to you wherever you are. Not only is your favorite pizza joint already on DoorDash, but there are over 310,000 restaurant partners in 4,000 cities. So you might find a new favorite too. With DoorDash door-to-door delivery in all 50 U.S. states, Puerto Rico, Canada, and Australia, you can order from your local Gustos and Go-Tos, or you can choose from your favorite national restaurants like Chipotle, Wendy's, Chick-fil-A, and the Cheesecake Factory, where you can go on a date at home.
Okay.
With DoorDash, you'll never have to worry about your next meal. So right now, our listeners can get $5 off their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter promo code ZONE. That's $5 off your first order when you download the DoorDash app from the App Store and enter promo code ZONE. Again, that's promo code ZONE for $5 off your first order from DoorDash. Bring in the motherfucking wind chimes.
So I have a question. When you guys are studying or working on business plans, writing, whatever it is that your craft is, do you listen to music?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes.
It doesn't distract you?
Not at all.
Is it a thing where you have to have music?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. And do they usually have words?
Yes. Cuss words.
Really?
Stickers.
So how does that work with your mind, with like
your
thoughts?
You're not, I don't, it becomes just background noise. Like, I'm not really processing the lyrics. I just know it's playing.
Yeah.
I'm completely immersed into whatever I'm writing. So I'm not... I just need that. It feels like it's something around me. You know what I mean?
That's so, and you too?
Yeah.
With words.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't distract you
when
in any
I was
way.
Younger, shout out to EJ Cameron, you know what I'm saying? My best friend, his dad, for whatever fucking reason, he used to just always bump the shit out of music, like just make that shit vibrate. So I just remember like, every now and then I have to ride home with them or something and have to like do assignments or whatever. But I liked that feeling just because I've always loved, you know, just bumping ass music. So I just kind of like my life to feel like the club sometimes. So I just turn some shit up. And even when I know the words, I like Dustin said, I'll just try to like vibe out of it and just be more in the sensation of it than the actual like, you know, music video, which I'm normally in.
That's so interesting because I realized like I need complete silence when I work.
You like, put on the lo-fi?
I can't. Well, that's what's so funny about it. I normally don't like anything. I can't hear anything. Even when I'm sleeping, like I know some people, we've talked about this before. Where I was like, what's going on with your nervous system?
If you need the TV on
or lights on or music on, I need complete silence when I'm focusing on something. So the other day, Claude, shout out to Claude Kelly.
Shout out to Claude.
He came over
because
we were working on some projects that we have going on. No, not music related.
Damn!
I saw your face. And so we needed to focus. And of course, him being Claude, he needed music. And then I did it. And I was like, well, what's going to be the happy medium? Because I need silence, brother.
And he put out some headphones.
No, so he put on a YouTube channel that streams 24 hours called Chilled Cow. Have you used that before?
I put that on when I go to bed sometimes.
Yeah, and so when he put it, I was surprised because I was like,
shout
wait a minute. I was actually able to work through the project we were working on and I didn't feel distracted. It doesn't have any words. It's all like lo-fi hip-hop beats. It has some like lo-fi jazz beats. There's actually another one. There's two that he put me onto. Well, he put me onto Chill Hop Music. That's a YouTube channel. And then through going there, I found the Chilled Cow. So those are the two. There's also a Dreamy Cow for more dreamy kind of ambiance type music. So I just thought it was really cool. I like that it's free. And it live streams 24 hours
all
a day.
The time.
How is that possible?
I don't know, but I need to know how they do that.
Need to know how they do that.
And there's like tons of different channels too that do all that.
And so it's so weird because as long as I've been playing it now, because I've been using it now to study, which has actually been pretty cool, I was just like, how is it that I haven't even heard a song repeat? Like, how are you streaming for 24 hours? So I actually am so curious. I wonder if anyone listening can kind of break down the mechanics of that, because I'm so fascinated by how they're able to do that.
The legal way, too, before y'all get started.
Because I think that's so cool. It's like a radio that never turns off. And then, funny enough, I saw this week that YouTube had shut the channel down.
What?
And people on Twitter were
mad
pissed.
Cow disease. The channel then locked up.
And then somebody tweeted like, oh my God, this is going to destroy the the educational system because of how many people won't be able to study without it. But I just think it's such a great YouTube channel, the fact that you can literally go on, let's say if you're someone that, you know, needs to study at 3-4 in the morning, you know, you're a morning person, whatever in the middle of the day, you don't have to think about it. You can go straight. Like I said, the YouTube channel is called Chilled Cow. It has 4.5 million subscribers.
Damn.
So clearly I'm super late to the club. But I'm so glad that Claude put me on because it was really nice. Like, you see how my apartment is super vibey?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You should put it on, like, when you're going through your routine and stuff for bed.
You see how, like, the lighting in my apartment, that combined with this music, I was like, Claude, you just, like,
changed the game
for me. And you know, one of my resolutions, I hate saying resolutions, it's not so cheesy, but one of my goals this year was to read more. Each month, you know, like more.
You have been letting people have it lately.
You are so funny.
Another thing, bitch. I knocked your head with these wind chimes.
I was so confused. I was like, wait, what? Me? Molasses, I'm telling you, molasses. So
let me find out you've been pulling out them crystals, friend.
I don't know. It was retrograde. I don't know what I'm going through. But see, my brain's like, ooh,
you
off
back.
Topic. Bring it back. So they put the channel back on, which is great because I got sad for a second there that I just discovered it and then I was gone.
I was going to say, I'm going to miss that little girl and her little laptop.
Yes, with her little headphones.
Uh-huh,
that's the other cute thing. The graphics they use are adorable. Like the Chilled Cow uses this little girl. And someone in the, when they were saying that it got shut down on Twitter, someone was like, damn, did she finally stop studying?
Okay, did she ever finish? What did she get? We need to know if she passed. We have to know, did she graduate? She studied forever.
Because she been sitting there studying for years.
I cannot.
Somebody was like, damn, she finally finished studying.
What's her Bitcoin like?
And then with the chill hop music, it's cute because it's like this little fox and he be wearing little blankets and drinking tea. It's literally me. It's basically me in his little apartment. So something for, especially for those of you college students who kind of need something. Maybe your roommate is mad loud. You need something to drown her out, drown him out, drown them out. Or just, you know. Just to chill. Just to vibe out if you need something. I mean, I know it's been really stressful. It's been a stressful couple of weeks. A lot of heavy news. Even the actual news cycle, all this virus talk. It's a lot going on right now. A lot of death, a lot of heaviness. So I think this is just nice for your nervous system to kind of have something easeful that you know is there 24 hours. You can always go to it. I love that it's free. So it's the thing that you have to subscribe to. As far as like financially, you know, you can just go on YouTube and listen. And the beats are really nice, right?
Mm-hmm. Real tranquil.
Yeah.
Real melodic.
And I was actually reading on their website that you can actually even use the beats.
Oh, for real?
A lot of them are royalty free.
Damn.
Yeah.
Which yeah, I now think... you really gave me something to go on. Because I always put it up on my TV. I've never done it on the computer, so I ain't never read any information.
Yeah. Damn. See, look, if you go on the chillhop.com. They have, has a creator's page FAQ, and then it says, which songs can I use? And it says, you can use any of the songs found on our creator page, which have the download option enabled. So even as a creative, if you are working on a project and, like, this is the kind of music you've been wanting to use, it's just an incredible resource.
Hell yeah, and that's exactly what I was just thinking.
Right? The music is good. And then most importantly, if you're a producer and you make music that's like this, they have a sign-up page where you can actually put your music into their 24-hour stream, and I guess they'll let you know if it's been...
If it's good enough.
If it's been accepted.
Nah, that's okay.
The little girl typing on the computer, she gonna let you know.
So, Chilled Cow, that's Chilled Cow. Jesus Christ.
That's all. It's just another cow. U. That's all.
Cow with a U.
Yeah, because like couch. So, cow.
Couch.
C-O-U. Okay.
And then.
Cow.
You said it like you were saying ouch.
It's douch.
Yeah. Douch. Something to clean douch. The coochie with.
And then. Chillhop.com. And then the other one is Chill Hop. And they're both on YouTube. And Dreamy Cow is a good one too, like I said. So it's a little universe that you'll step into.
Yes.
Shout out to Clava putting me on. And those of you who have been listening to it, I'm sure already, because like I said, it has like almost 5 million subscribers. So that's it. Something easy, something easeful. Just wanted to contribute to the vibe and energy of your apartment and your office and your dorm and your school area, whatever you
crash
listen
pad.
To your music, your commute. Mm-hmm. It's nice for the commute too. When you need
secret apartment.
You know. Another apartment.
When you need to tune out the Showtime boys on the damn
okay.
two train. Showtime. Woo, so that's it. And now let's segue. I made it.
You did.
I'm so fucking proud of you.
God,
you a goddamn
so
professional
you
friend.
You see me? Okay. I'm trying.
You're a professional.
We're right here, friend. Right. Just pass the baton, friend.
That's
come on.
Why I was happy both of y'all were hyper. I was like, this is what I need today, please. Thank you. So, Asante.
You're not hyper. We ADD vibes over here, okay? And ain't nothing wrong with it.
Life is full of tough choices and trade-offs, but what you put on your body every day shouldn't be one of them. Filled with natural and organic ingredients, True Botanicals skin and body products deliver results without toxins. True Botanicals combines the latest scientific advances and centuries-old botanical extracts to create all-natural formulas in their products, like their hydrating face cleanser, face oil for aging skin, and nutrient face mist. Every True Botanicals formula is made safe, certified, meaning made without 5,000 plus known toxic ingredients, and it actually works to repair skin issues. Researchers at leading universities worked with True Botanicals to identify nourishing botanical extracts rich in antioxidants, vitamins, and essential fatty acids to develop potent formulas that work better than leading beauty brands. Whether you're looking for an effective anti-aging regimen, managing sensitive skin, pregnancy hormones, or acne-prone skin, True Botanicals has a natural formulation that will protect and nourish your skin. You've just got to try True Botanicals for yourself. Get 15% off your first purchase at TrueBotanicals.com/friendzone. Get 15% off your first purchase at TrueBotanicals.com/friendzone. That's TrueBotanicals.com/friendzone.
Asante, Mr. Music Man, what do you have for us this week?
Well, friend, it's funny that you mentioned mixes because I wanted to talk about some mixes. And before I actually get into my segment, well, I guess, you know, part of the segment because it's still music, because you were talking about lo-fi on YouTube, a channel you should check out, and it's not all streaming all the time, it's just a bunch of tracks. Majestic Casual.
Where's that?
Majestic Casual is the name of a channel, and they basically just post, like, it's not, there is some lo-fi on there, but it's a lot of artists. So, like, Bryson Tiller, like, you know, his good little vibey cuts, some of the Drake cuts that are vibey, like, a lot of artists, just really, really good tracks. You'll find, like, some Lucky Day on there.
This is on YouTube or
it's
Spotify?
On YouTube. It's on YouTube. So,
Majestic Casual?
Majestic Casual. And
write that in.
Damn, I know it sounds like a clothing store in the hood, but that's not it.
And it absolutely does. And
I would, look, it came right up.
So Majestic Casual. They,
oh, snap. Yeah.
That's a good vibe that I know you would enjoy. And another one, Escape Tracks.
Escape Tracks.
Yes.
Like Understanding.
No.
The softest place on earth. And
what I need that's from right. you.
You don't really know me.
You just want to do what you want to do. That's not the way it should be. No, you should have listened to me. You got to listen to me, boy. Yeah. That was very therapeutic. Thank you.
Yes.
Don't thank me. Thank Tiny.
Sorry, sorry.
No, you good. We go.
And that's on Tamika Cottle, okay?
And that's on Tamika Cottle. So yeah, Majestic Casual is another one I feel like you would enjoy, and also Escape Tracks.
Escape Tracks.
Like I said, you know, these ain't the 24-hour streams, but they have the tracks individually.
I've been fucking with Majestic Casual for years.
I've always had them on my TV.
Y'all are putting me on.
You know who put me on a Majestic Casual? Tiny. XD. Shout out to XD.
Oh, really? Of course.
XD put me onto them a long ass time ago. I don't remember what the fuck it was, but they were playing like the cuts then. Like, they put Janae Aiko's Pussy Fairy on there, Bryson Tiller's Finesse, the Drake cover. Like, they just put a lot of really, really cool vibey tracks, like those vibes. So,
and you know who, while we're here on this topic, if you're a SoundCloud head.
Oh, we coming right back to SoundCloud.
We gotta bring it back to SoundCloud. There's a DJ out of LA named Orange Calderon. Have you ever heard of her?
Have you talked about Orange before?
Yeah, because she's actually how I discovered Sir.
Wow.
Which is, you didn't know Beyonce had that baby.
She posted this, man, I wish I remember how long. It was years ago. Had to be like maybe 3-4 years ago. She posted a... Yeah, look, actually right here, 4 years ago.
Sir, four years ago, dude.
She has a playlist on SoundCloud? Mm-hmm. A mix? I don't know what they call it. A SoundCloud mix called Feels, and it's DJ Orange Calderon, and that's where I discovered Sir. She had L.A. on there.
Yes.
Iman Omari, who I fucking am obsessed with. He's the best. Sango. So if you're, like, into that kind of super vibe, even Erin Ray, actually. That's how I discovered Erin Ray. Yeah. She's actually put me onto a lot of artists. She had Party on there. Look, Bryson Tiller.
I probably heard one of her mixes on, like, Soulection or something. Like,
I'm pretty sure, because that's, like, her whole steve.
Yeah, because everybody you name, and I'm like, oh, this is, like, the Soulection camp.
Yeah, and then this is 4 years ago. So, she was really putting me on. So, for those who are like, how do you spell that? It's orange, like the color, and then Calderon is Calderon. Orange Calderon, and she's fucking dope. And even, she hasn't posted anything recently, actually, but she has a lot of mixes on there. I mean, I'm scrolling, and it looks like it's at least 20, 30 mixes. So,
wow,
you should be good to go.
A lot of history.
A lot.
A lot of ear candy.
Yes. Well, speaking of ear candy and staying on the app that is SoundCloud, I want to talk to you about a DJ that I've been loving and just appreciating the hustle for a very long time. There's this DJ out of Atlanta, originally from New Orleans, I believe, by the name of Josh J.
Shout out to Josh J, J-A-S-H.
Yes, it's spelled J-A-S-H, but Josh J is a really, really dope, talented DJ. I heard him out in Atlanta one time when I went to visit, and then everybody was like, yeah, that's Josh. He like the shit. He's the DJ.
I love a good DJ.
Right, and then I saw him a couple times. Like, I literally only went out a couple times because I knew he was DJing up here, so I was seeing every now and then here. I saw him out in New Orleans for Essence Fest last year. He showed love, so he's just a really, really dope guy and a really dope DJ, and he has mixes on his SoundCloud now. So shout out to Josh J. He's starting to put up a mix. He gives a little bit of background about himself, his music inspirations, and then he's actually like mixing the tracks very much like Orange Calderon does. But it's not just a playlist, so if you guys want like, you know, an extended play of some things that are like mixed together very, very well. Like I said, he's from New Orleans, so you know there's gonna be some little bounce-tivities in there.
Oh,
bounce
so
mixed
dope.
Around.
Josh J.
Yeah, he opens it up and part of the mix is like he goes from like an R&B to like this bounce gospel thing right quick.
Can't help but shake.
Yeah, you can't help but shake. So I can't help but appreciate DJs very much like Orange and Josh that will, you know, play you that new shit, mix you that old shit, and just make you feel good all around. So,
and while we're here, shout out to DJ Gab Soul, who was killing it.
Oh, yes.
After the read.
Yes.
Remember, we went to, where were we? Red Rooster?
Red Rooster,
they're like the lower level.
Yes.
In the private room, we had like the
Jenny's.
Jenny's Supper Club.
Yes.
And DJ Gab Soul, which I didn't even know was her DJing at first. And I was like, yo, who is DJing? Because we were jamming. Like, she had us in there dancing. Like,
I vaguely remember like us walking dancing, up to the dancing. DJ booth after when we were walking out.
Right? And I went up to her. I was like, yo, I can't believe it was you. I think that's cool when you genuinely are hyped about a DJ and then you turn and it's your homie. Yes. Like, oh shit, what's up? That was cool.
My favorite kind of moment.
DJ Gab Soul, shout out
to
you.
Gab Soul.
She had us in there like aunties and uncles with our drinks in the air.
Getting it in.
So much fun, man.
Now that's the kind of atmosphere. That was the kind of mixing and DJing we've been missing, you feel me?
I mean, you saw that girl, remember?
Uh-huh.
Afterwards.
Turnt.
I hope you're okay.
Yes.
Right, girl, because you had...
She had a lot of fun.
That night had whooped your ass.
I had reached my quota for saving lives that night because before we walked into the supper club, me and Nikki were like hanging back and there was a girl trapped in the bank on that corner.
I remember we let her out.
And then we were scared because
right
we were like, did she rob the bank?
I was like, what is going on? Like,
she was trapped in the bank.
Friend was saying, we're her escape, her getaway.
I was like, yo, what if we ended up being her escape?
I was
escape?
Like, well, we need to go ahead and get away too.
Shout out to y'all.
Yeah, so you know, saved enough lives that night.
I had that clean and slim moment. Remember when that cop opened the garage and was like,
no, legit. Because the girl was just standing in there and the alarm was going off. And me and Asante were like, do we help her out? Did she rob it?
Right. And I did. She was kind of standing there like acting real slow.
I think she was a little calm. That's why I was like, right, did she rob it?
It was like, she's standing there. So it's kind of like, did she know that this was going to happen? She's like, damn, I factored in this risk. Now I have to wait or like whatever she was
doing. Well, we let her out.
We did.
Jesus would have been my portion that day because I'd be like, 30% or you staying indoors, bitch. And that's on period. Like, so.
And that's on period.
Running
bands. Now 30% to a bank robber.
Look, Cleo. Well, from said it all. I need 30% or else you staying inside.
Okay. Look, how much did you get out?
You staying clear of the closing doors, bitch. Fucking with me.
Imagine. Show me the money.
What are we
oh my
on
God.
Today?
Oh my God. Well, back to the task at hand here. Please check out and support this DJ, Josh J. You can find him online at joshj.com. That's JASHJAY.com. Or you can find him on all of his social media. It's at the Josh J, which is at THEJASHJAY. So Josh J put out episode one. It's I want to say it's an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours of him just playing music and talking a little shit in between. So please go support him, stream it, tell him the friends all sent you. And if you ever see him out and about the club, don't request a song, but support the DJ.
Right.
I hear that.
And
please.
He's a DJ you don't have to make requests to.
Right. Right.
He's a DJ that he knows what he's doing. You might have missed your song, but he
Ooh,
knows what to
so
do.
That must be so annoying as a DJ.
You're like, yeah. He didn't play it.
He played it already.
Shout out to Josh J.
Yeah.
My nigga Josh J.
Shout out to Josh J. I just had to do that. I saw him come across my timeline, coming across my timeline with that. And come I just
come
thought,
a, come a, come a, come a chameleon.
Red, gold, and green. Red, gold, and green.
So yeah, I really just want to talk about Josh Jack for the Music Man segment. I just had to make sure I shouted him out. I was listening to it and the mix was good, which I wasn't surprised by that.
Like, we should just shout out DJs. Shout out to DJ Corn Breezes from LA.
For real.
Y'all remember when I played, I showed y'all the video of him dancing while he was DJing? It was at like a rooftop party last year. You remember?
Yes, yes. Because I love it when DJs dance. And I remember you showing us that.
Yep. And I posted him. I was like, can somebody tell me who this DJ is? And the internet did not play. They were like, that's Corn Breezes from LA.
Come on.
And then he hit me like, thank you so much for posting the video. Because it was my friend was at the rooftop party and she was filming him on her IG stories, and I told her, send me that. I need to know who he is. Wow. Cause I actually want to go to one of his parties when we're in LA.
Just like, off that summer. Energy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's hella dope. You can actually look up his mixtapes on SoundCloud as well. Corn Breezes. B-R-E-E-Z-U-S.
So the Music Man segment is just shouting out DJs
this
week.
Shout out to the DJ.
While you grab your phone and look,
I'll
quickly say shout out to DJ Nyana Drake. She's somebody I met during Essence Festival last year. She was doing the DJ set for the Read Live.
Oh, dope.
She's just a really, really dope woman. She's on the West Coast, LA, doing her thing. She's like a DJ personality.
What's her name?
Nyana Drake. So Nyana. It's N-I-E-N-A Drake.
Dope.
So yeah, shout out to her. She's just a really, really dope spirit, and she's a dope DJ. Like, music was spinning, and she was jamming too. And it was really, really funny watching her shake her ponytail and her hoops while she was going. So you know she was really going to work.
That.
I love when they just like bug
when
out.
When a DJ dances, you never forget them. So one of my really good friends, shout out to Frank Watson.
Frank Watson events.
Fine ass Frank.
Shout out to my friend Frank.
Come on, Frank.
Frank, but Frank I mean, has a DJ. Frank, they own you, dog. I can hear him now. Thank you. So
he knows it too. Every time I see him, be like, "Hi, how are you? That's good. That's really good."
So Frank throws these amazing parties, right? And he had this DJ named DJ Dave Tom. That's his Instagram account. DJ D A V E T H O M M. That's his name. And what got my attention was the way he was dancing behind that DJ booth and the way he had that shit lit.
Always.
This was years ago, and I told Frank this probably about 2 years ago, and I told Frank, like, that's it. Like, you need to keep him in the rotation. Mm-hmm. He is literally, like, electrifying in the DJ booth, plays all the right shit, and y'all know I'm a very, very picky listener.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
So, and when it comes to DJs, I feel like you just got one job, and you literally could be playing any song in the world, so when they play Ordinary Things or things that we hear all the time or Top 40, I just don't understand why sometimes. And so this is a DJ who experiments in the right ways, mixes songs you never thought about mixing before.
I love that. I love when
definitely
they do
just and shakes and dances the entire time he's DJing. So shout out to him.
I love a good transition.
Shout out to DJ Queen of Spades, Christina.
DJ Queen of Spades.
QOS out here.
Who we love dearly. You can find her on Instagram at DJ Queen of Spades. Mm-hmm. She's a local New York DJ here. Also, shout out to DJ Mo Money. He's another DJ who is incredible that I discovered through my friend Frank Watson. And also, shout out to my girl DJ Poison Ivy. You can find her Instagram at DJ Poison Ivy. She's an AKA, and she's a dope-ass female DJ who is killing shit in New York, and she's super, super nice. So shout out to her.
And also,
I love a DJ,
right? Shout out to DJ Miss Milan. You feel me?
Miss
motherfucking
yes.
Milan, superstar.
I
DJ
thought
Miss
she
Milan.
Was on 97.
What?
Yes.
See,
where
the
she
other
belongs.
Day.
Doing a thing.
She
that's
deserves
what I need.
Because she should have her own radio show for sure. So it looks like that's what is creeping towards. We got to put all that energy towards that. I saw that they had her up there. She was doing like their morning mix or something like that. So.
Love
and she's also a Saweetie's
tour DJ,
which is insane because they've been all over the world the past year. So that's been incredible for her.
Yes. Super incredible. And she deserves that visibility. Shout out to my boy DJ Tone from Detroit. You can look him up, DJ T-O-N-E Detroit on Instagram. Incredible DJ who has taken his talents. When I first started hanging out in quote unquote, the clubs in Detroit and shit. I remember him DJing, and he's another dancer in the DJ booth. And to see him now, like when I'm in like the on the West Coast in Vegas or in LA, I'll see Tone DJing, and it's just like it blows my mind because he's literally all over the place now.
Yeah.
So shout out to DJ Tone. I love a DJ, y'all.
Yes.
This is cute.
Do you remember earlier DJs or anybody like just randomly
from back in the day?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Shout out to
you. Not do it like that, but if you want to.
Shout out to
DJ Clue.
Actually, DJ D-Nice. D-Nice, the rapper DJ.
Yeah.
I went to Emil Wilbekin's 50th birthday party.
And
this
D-Nice
was
D-Nice been around.
What? A few years ago, and this was the first party that I had ever been to where he DJed. I was blue. When I say everything from the Weather Girls to motherfucking Tupac to new shit, like it was incredible. I was blown away. So seeing DJ Nice do his thing, DJ D Nice rather do his thing, was like dope.
That's dope.
Super random.
Mm-hmm.
When we had our show at Sony Hall last week, or was it the week before last? I don't even know. Mm-hmm. They had, you know, having the cases, they had like the CD players and all those. I don't know if you saw the case. Did you see the case on the way out? And on the way in, when you come down those stairs, there was like a glass case and it had all of like Sony's like old products. So like there were like CD players through the years, tape players.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
And boom boxes. Yeah, it was like a little mini like museum type display. It was really cool.
That's so cute.
You're coming down the steps and then when it comes around the thing. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
So on that wall, there's a mini disc player. And I had a mini disc player when I was in like middle or high school. I think I was in middle school. Anyway, I say this to say it was crazy seeing that mini disc player on that wall at Sony Hall in New York, because on my mini disc player, I used to listen to like all sorts of random music. But there was a DJ. I don't know if he was out of New York, but he was making mixes in New York at the time. And I was too damn young to even really be getting into all of this. But, you know, Google was still there. Or Ask Jeeves, whatever the fuck it was. But the DJ's name was Junior Vasquez. So shout out to Junior Vasquez.
Iconic.
Like legendary, like just it was just crazy looking at this mini disc player, thinking about like Junior Vasquez in New York and how we had our show there. It was just so many different random moments. So had to shout out that DJ. Cause,
full circle.
Come on. Yeah.
Sister circle.
Okay.
Shit.
Hell yeah.
DJs just make the world go round. I love it. And in fact, I'm going to throw my hat in the race too.
You going DJ?
Mm-hmm.
You want to go together?
I'm going to do like limited engagements.
Are you sick? What's your DJ name?
You just have to wait and see, baby.
Oh, that's
but yeah,
cute.
I would do that though. Limited engagements, because I want to create, you know, I'm a vibe, energy
type person. For
sure,
and you are a jukebox, so I feel like you have a lot to pull out from.
Thank you for being a friend.
Okay. Oh, shout out to DJ, oh my God, Coco and Breezy.
Oh, Coco and fucking Breezy.
The homies, man. And
the curators of cool.
And not only are they dope ass DJs, but they come dressed.
Right.
They're like models DJs.
Yes, for real, right. For real.
And dancing. They'll give you a performance too.
They DJed at a Fendi event during Fashion Week that just passed, and they were draped like head to toe Fendi,
course.
Everything.
They're
like,
so fly.
So stylish. I love. Shout out to, what's up, Coco and Breezy?
There we go.
So yeah, I just wanted to have a little music moment on that.
That's
all right.
Cute.
I guess we could just move on to listens lately, and you can tell me what you've been listening to lately. Now,
like
friend,
so
I know you've been
stuff.
Podcasting, so I don't know if you just got some more. Oh, and you know what? We got a ton of emails in, and I guess, you know, that was for one of them wrap-ups over
really?
The past couple of weeks. But, you know, we had a Budgetista last week. But a lot of people were just sending in their podcast recommendations.
Oh,
and
you
got to
put me
listening.
On.
Yeah, so I'm
going to
go down
some
that
of them was bullshit. Because I had looked up a couple of the recommendations. I was like, no, I know you ain't going to play in my face like this. Okay? One of them was about, like, I ain't even going to tell y'all, but just something like, yeah. I was like, y'all, if you're going to pass it along, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, Lord.
No, Dustin.
Well,
I think we was getting trolled, actually.
Well, maybe.
The shit it was about, I was like, come on.
Wait, you got to show me.
I will.
Yeah, I've been a little scattered with my music. But you know how I always talk about how when you're listening to something and then Spotify just starts playing random stuff?
Mm-hmm.
So it started playing this rapper. I think his name is Grip. Hold on. Let me see if that's his name.
Grip?
Grip. I think his name is Grip. And the song is called He Is I Am. The project is called Snub Nose. You know when you can't tell, I'm like, is his name Snub Nose? Is it Grip? But I think his name is Grip. And so the song starts a certain way and then it flips. And it's where I was like, oh, I literally looked at the computer like, what? So I'm going to play right where it flips so y'all can feel me. This is Grip. He is I Am. I was watching Goof Troops and eating Fruit Loops. You spray at your target, but the strays ricocheted and struck a kid that used to shoot hoops. And as a kid myself, that was hard to digest. Like, will I die next? Casualties of war, I guess. Sorry, I digress. You protected me from the karma in the early mornings at mom and pop's corner spots. Niggas thought shit was sweet till I let off the warning shots. Had a gold chain and wore a watch. That bit ain't even tell the time no more. But it was shining though. I kept you in my lining. Underneath my seat when I was driving. Under pillows on them nights I found a diner sliding. Cause shit I figured, you never know if that bitch got a nigga. Or an ex that got the extra key from when he stayed with her.
My snub nose a rebel, you hear that bitch echo from ghetto to ghetto to ghetto. From ghetto to ghetto, my nigga, my snub nose a rebel, you hear that bitch echo.
So that's Grip. Ain't that dope?
Fucking with that.
It was just different. I think because so much shit sounds alike, it was just felt nice to hear a different kind of beat, a different kind of flow. So that's Grip.
Different
he
kind
is
of
I
beat
am.
With a different kind of flow. Come on, for bars.
And then lastly, so the Queen and Slim soundtrack, when we were watching the movie, all of us were like in love with all the songs that were playing, but I didn't really sit with the soundtrack. And then Lauryn Hill's Guarding the Gates.
Come on with it. Come on with it.
Why hasn't it made
everybody,
a splash?
Everybody wants to know. Oh, that's my shit. Don't give
I'm
me some.
Why hasn't it made a splash? Okay.
Don't you I wish don't know. You had love?
Right? Okay.
Somebody was blasting it in the hood the other day.
It was me. Okay.
You know that was on Unplugged. That's a remake.
What?
Yeah,
stop
that was on Lauryn Hill Unplugged.
Really?
Look it up. That's a remake.
Wait, what?
Wow. Yeah.
How did I not catch that? Because
right.
I love that project. But it's called Guarding the Gates, and it's by Miss Lauryn Hill.
Okay, you better say it or she's going to show up late.
I was like, Lauren! So you're telling me this is from that part? How mm-hmm. did I not know
it
this
was,
song?
It was the credits.
No, it was the credits, but what Fran is talking about.
Oh,
you
about,
talking
about Unplugged. Yeah. I missed that, too.
Look it up. That's a remake from her Unplugged project, yes.
Wow.
Guarding the Gates.
Well, Lauren, listen.
When we were walking out of that premiere, out of that screening, rather, and it was playing, I stopped dead in my tracks. And I looked at my bra, I was like, nigga, that's Lauryn Hill. We mm-hmm. stopped. We was like, what? That's a new, we were like, that's a new Lauryn Hill song.
It
and
was
Sean Ross is the one who told me.
That it's a remake.
Yes.
Yo, that track, I mean, I know people feel how they feel about Lauren, but
she
come
was on.
On.
Time for that.
She is so dope, man. That track. And then I'm making up for last week when I didn't have any. And then last, this is more of a beat that I was like, ooh.
Give me a beat.
It's called, hold on, Geo Theory. And it's called Interstellar Love.
Mm-hmm.
that's more just a dope ass feel. I was like, what is this? So shout out to Spotify. Y'all get me. That's it. Those are my three.
Spotify on the spot.
Right?
All right, Dustin Ross, what you been listening to?
Well, I'm with everything and I'm with all the shits, but this week I've been in my freestyle bag and also in my unreleased gym bag. And not gym as in G-Y-M, gym as in G-E-M. Cash Doll has a song called Love Song that's way back from when her Keisha versus Cash Doll project came out. And I tweeted about it the other day just because it's just one of those special songs. You know how you like an artist and they have those songs in their catalog that were released and, you know, maybe not really like lead singles, but there was a video treatment done and it was just special to you. So this is one of those songs. It's by Cash Doll. It's called Love Song.
How it feel to know the baddest chick in the game? Got a thing for you, thinking about changing my name. Getting the ring from you, wanna give you all that I have. All that you desire, I support you in your dreams. Let me help you go higher, and that's the least I can do. For all the love you give, you made everything about us. Ain't no hers or no his, and that was built on trust. We don't break or don't be entrapped inside a love song. I don't never want it.
I know you the one, baby, I know you the one. Never felt the love so strong. Damn, I know you the one, boy, you got me. You got me feeling so strong. Got me strong off that blue, boy, you got me. Yeah. And I know that you never do me wrong. You got me feeling just like.
But yeah, so that's one unreleased song.
She looks
song.
So good in that visual,
so
too.
So beautiful. Cash and that's down. Such an old clip. It's so old. So shout out to her. And I've just been listening to, like, you know, just a little bit of this and a little bit of that. The only other thing that I will go ahead and say, because I wasn't going to play it, but I just feel like I can't get away from playing it because
play it.
Man, I've just been listening to it on repeat like it was a single. And it's actually a freestyle that Megan Thee Stallion just released that I just felt personally like connected to. It's just brilliant. So here we go. She said, I'm a dom, I've been on top. Them right. bars was flying in, right. that, in that little
crazy.
Freestyle. So
right.
just been on my little unreleased sort of freestyle-esque vibe and shit. That's it.
I'm here for it. And Miguel, Dustin's still waiting for you.
Still waiting for Kiss It Better. As a fan, let me tell you something.
Uh-oh.
We've done all these Justice for Glitter hashtags and Justice for this and Justice for that. It's time for Miguel to pay what he owes. Pay up. The thing about it is he already committed to giving us a cover of Kiss It Better. He even teased some cover art and all this shit, and we never got it. Rihanna cool. I know she ain't tripping. You know what I'm saying?
At
so
all.
Let's put it out. Even if you just sit in the studio and sing on IG Live and do a cappella cover, we'll take that. Miguel, just give us the Kiss It Better cover we deserve, or else we pulling your bangs when we see you. That's it.
Wow. Well, in the spirit of that, I think that we should continue to hold celebrities and artists accountable. And again, in the spirit of that, Tinashe, still waiting on the Cash Race video. I will not forget. She just released another video and I was just like, oh, this is cute. I still want the Cash Race video. So I have to just say, I still want that Cash Race video.
Love that song.
Love that song. You was talking about the beats flipping on the other song. The way that she's had the beats flipping on songs for you. It's just been, you know, really, really progressive and just on
this
point.
Right here, keep going.
She's
be jamming.
So I want to give a quick shout out to Suicide Boys. Don't know when I became a fan of
them.
Let's
please send them some love. Let's send them as much. Wrap your arms, y'all. Send them as much as you can.
Yo.
group hug.
I mean, maybe they are some.
I mean, that's a heavy name.
I mean, the name, and you. I mean, you don't want to know what they look like either. That's what I'm just like.
Let
I
me can't. See.
They shaved their eyebrows.
I don't have no photo.
I'll Google.
But well, it's Suicide Boys, and both S's are dollar signs.
Send them their hotline.
But
not both S's are a dollar sign.
Yeah, they have really crazy names.
What are we living in?
I really wish you wouldn't Google this while I was doing this right now. It's fine. I wasn't gonna play none of their music. I was just gonna say the Suicide Boys dropped another album. It's called Stop Staring at the Shadows. Hip hop rap album. They're
okay. Fran just googled the picture, and her hand is currently covering her mouth. And yeah. See, between this, Asante, do we need to talk? That's all I need to know, because I'm here for you, my nigga.
Suicide Boys, they make alternative, like, hip-hop. I mean, I guess for by the
would
name...
Would they be you could... on the Chilled Cow YouTube channel?
No, they would not.
They look like that melting emoji, they y'all, would, when would... that lady is like, melting...
They would
that's
be
they,
they would be on the Killed Cow.
Okay.
That's what they would be on. But anyway, I randomly listened to one of their songs. I randomly listened to one of their songs. I was like, oh, okay, this is kind of not what I expected. And then I listened to a couple other ones. I was like, there's some things here.
He was like, these Thriller zombies can sing.
Yeah, you know, a lot of these rap artists, they're coming out here looking dead too. So I was like, I guess, you know, since
Damn,
Dance the Craze, let
I
me just.
I don't feel too good this week.
I don't know. I'm trying to be queasy. Trying to be easy, not queasy.
I need a little more uplifting.
For real, because the suicide.
Well,
at least they was up front. We said radical transparency.
Right.
Yeah,
it's on theme.
Thank you. So something more positive. Mm-hmm. Vice World. I don't know where or why I heard the song, but Vice World has a song called S Class. And that's what I want to play a snippet of, because it's something a little bit more upbeat.
That's what I want to ride in.
I mean, well, exactly, you know what I'm saying? So, it was funny that this came up after I was watching a bunch of concept cars on YouTube. So I didn't know if that was like Alexa just not minding her business or what.
Of course.
But anyway, Vice World, S-Class, this is the song. There's no need to talk about it.
Ay, you know I be silent, yeah, them digits keep them dialing, yeah. Picture perfect fitting, oh, you see the boy like Cardi, yeah. Ooh, baby, what you mean? I can tell you anything. Denim linens corduroy, won't see this shit in magazines.
She's a nasty bitch, classy bitch. She tryna get some cash and shit, fast and shit. So let me use your Addy, bitch, for bags and shit. So we can get it going and going and going. You tryna get paid.
So yeah, I just want to... Go in and go. So yeah, I just want to shout out a couple of different things that I've been going on. My vibe has been all over the place. It was raining today.
Same.
So I was listening to some old ass, I forgot what I was listening to earlier, but I was listening to some old music earlier. I was like, what am I going to talk about tonight? But I remembered I was jamming and jigging before that to S Class. So had to shout them out too. So yeah, that's it for the Music Man segment. Now we can parlay on over to TV Land. Dustin Ross, what the fuck you been watching?
Real quick, NeNe Leakes, you didn't take accountability for anything in your sit down with Cynthia at the wine cellar the other day, and I'm sick of it. This is a repeat of season 7 all over again, season 6 all over again, and it doesn't feel good as a fan to watch that. I love both of y'all. I want to watch y'all be friends. I love Cynthia more, but I enjoy you two on television, and I like seeing y'all be in good spaces with each other, and you can't bring your ass into the shop, pull that ponytail all the way behind your ears, and then sit there and not take accountability for anything that you've done or said in this relationship. Mm. You acted as if the problems began with Cynthia doing an interview in the press, or as you like to continuously say, 7 interviews in the press, when all that was a response to your visible standoff disposition that you had at the season 11 reunion because you were mad that Kenya was at that party. We still have not gotten the answer to the question of why you were so bothered that Kenya was in attendance at Cynthia Seagram's launch last year. The drama has spilled over into this season, and you got the gall, the audacity, and the veneers to be sitting there acting as if you didn't have a hand in any of this when you caused all of it. I want an answer. I want to know what you have against Kenya. And the story didn't start with these interviews in the press where Cynthia said you were a quote-unquote toxic friend. And as much as you've been cussed motherfuckers out for 12 years in a row on The Housewives of Atlanta, I'm not buying this storyline that you are so hurt by Cynthia saying you was a toxic friend. You were a goddamn toxic friend. And we saw you being on television for years. Now, when you weren't toxic, you were great to see you guys together. And that's why that's what the fans want. So since you like being the fan favorite and the OG self-titled OG, okay, as you like to call yourself, then why don't you act like that and give the fans what they want, which is to see you and Cynthia on good terms, because nobody want to watch y'all fight. And honestly, after all these years, you still letting Cynthia eat you up alive like this is always a surprise, always a sleeper hit, always a knockout every time y'all get in that stage of being in confrontation verbally. You think Cynthia is weak, like you like to say. And another thing, we tired of this lie. You can't go around saying Cynthia is weak and desperate and all these things, and in the very next breath saying, she's got another side, she's nasty and mean, and y'all don't know it. And then when Cynthia asked you what the other side was, you didn't even have an answer. So the jig is up. We need you to go back to keeping it real with Nene, which is what we liked in the first place, and just get back to your authentic self on this television, because we are sick and tired of the bullshit, and apparently Bravo is too. That's it for this week's television segment, you guys, and it looks like that's the end of this episode.
Okay.
As always, thank you guys so much for listening, and we will catch you guys next week.
Stay black and protect your magic.
Bye.